This is David Corus, Chair of the Finance Committee of the Board of the Connecticut Port Authority. I'm going to call the meeting to order at 10:01 a.m. and begin with roll call. John Frost?
Not here.
Parker Wise?
Here.
Don Johnson?
Here.
Jeff Beckham?
Here.
And Dan Krupnik?
Here.
Great. Any other members of the board not on the committee present? Okay. First item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes from December 15th.
I'll make that motion, David.
Excuse me, sorry. Approval of the minutes from January 19th. I was looking at the minutes, not at the agenda. So, moved by John. Is there a second?
Second, Parker.
Second by Parker. Any comments or discussion on the minutes? Okay, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, next item on the agenda is public participation. Andrew, are there any members of the public who wish to speak at this time?
The line is open. Are there any members on the line who would like to address the board? Hearing none here.
Okay. There'll be another opportunity at the end of the meeting. Next item on the agenda is the financial update. I'm not sure, I haven't heard Veronica, although there was a beep, so maybe Veronica was joining, but...
she's on.
Veronica,
yeah,
are
some
you?
Of them.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
Some
do
of
you
them.
Want to walk us through the financials?
Okay. The first one is the report for general operations. As you can see, we've received the first, second, and third quarters of our DOT core appropriation. Nothing from NEO as far as the projected revenue of $1.250 million. That may not come until the first quarter of 2022. Let's see, third fourth quarter received from for the from SAM pilots, and as suggested when we met last month on the fisherman berthing study, I did create a separate revenue line, and I indicated that it was restricted, and it's related to the expense account of 51410, and the revenue we received is $144,000, and I did receive for an invoice in for $29,830, which is in the process of being paid. And so I didn't receive it as of the cutoff for January 31st. But I just want to let you know that I did get one invoice in.
And that revenue is from where in, Veronica?
The $144,000?
Yeah.
That is from...
That's out of the $3 million commitment from Orsted to the commercial fishing study, John. So that was the first tranche of that funding that's subject to the agreement between CPA, the city, and the redevelopment agency to do the feasibility study and conditions assessment down at Fort Trumbull.
Yep. Thanks.
I'm going to track that separately as I get the invoices in. Under expenses, payroll has been posted through January 31st. The audit, we did receive a first progress invoice which will be processed or was processed early February. So you'll see that as an actual next month. I did attach some reports on contractual services just to give you some details, and also the one on legal services, which is, I think, you all are used to getting each month.
Hey, Veronica, can I, are these bills all paid in the actual column? In other words, have we paid our legal counsel $39,000?
That's correct.
This represents payment also, right? Not accruals.
The actuals represent payments.
Gotcha. Thank you.
As you can see, we have no actuals under the marketing/business development accounts. Things have been a little slow, I guess, or I don't know what the plans are. We do have $85,500 in the budget for those types of expenses, which we may still see sometime between February and June. I mean, that's something we can talk about. Going to the next page of admin and general expenses, the only thing I wanted to point out is that on the rent for Saybrook Junction for the CPA office, we have paid the monthly rent from July through January. So we're up to date on that. I did want to point out to you the utility expense, 52600. They're basically Eversource invoices. And when we get to the section where we talk about budget revision, you'll see that there was no budget line item put in the 2021 budget for utility expense. And so far, my estimate is that for we have spent $3,057.08 in Eversource invoices, but I will need an additional $2,185 between now and June 30th.
And that's for the pier, or is that for the building up top of the hill? Or do you know what meter that relates to?
I'm not sure. I believe it has to do with New London. It's not, when you say the building,
there's a building that still stands, I think, may have service to it. I don't know. I'm just wondering.
Yeah, the warehouse does have service to it.
Yep. Okay.
Okay.
Hi, this is Joe. Just to update, the only structure that has service is the security trailer by the gate. And as John said, the rear warehouse. The other structures are disconnected.
That's the old office building there, right, Joe?
Building, the old warehouse, and the two
mm-hmm.
smaller
yeah.
that were on site.
Yeah. Thanks.
I also created a new account line for 52601, which has to do with the water, sewer, fire, and stormwater at the New London State Pier. And I've been in contact with the point of contact there, Mr. Locke. And between the bills that I have in my possession and my estimate between for the end of fiscal year 2021, it's going to cost us $61,835 to pay for the water, sewer, storm, and stormwater. Which
doesn't that seem awfully high for water, sewer, fire, and stormwater? $61,000.
Joe, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the majority of that is stormwater, and it's calculated on a square footage basis by the city.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And it's really a tax at the end of the day, but we got to pay it, though. I know that.
Thanks.
Yeah, I think if I recall correctly, New London was granted special authority by the legislature some years ago to kind of pilot a stormwater fee, and they may not be the only municipality that has it anymore, but they were certainly the first and one of the few that do that based on square footage of impervious surface, of which we
that's a key word, is impervious surface, because I hope all of our surfaces we're being charged for have blacktop on them, because if it run through, it's not subject to the tax. So,
and also, I wanted to point out to you, I think I mentioned it last month, about the insurance for the liability and, of course, the vehicle, and I've estimated what we'll need to finish out the fiscal year. And the liability is has to do with, of course, the New London estate tier. So far, we've spent $47,179 for liability insurance, but we're going to have to pay an additional $34,000, almost $35,000 between now and June 30th.
Did anybody give us an explanation why that's going up 50%? I mean, our broker or somebody. I mean, that's an insane increase. I don't quite understand that.
I have the breakout between all the pieces, between the liability and the bumper chute, and I believe it has to do with the construction at the New London State Pier. But I can tell you.
That would explain it.
And just a reminder to folks on the phone, we had the broker on. It's already been a couple months now, but just to review some of those new coverages. But we're happy to recirculate that if anyone would like to check it out.
I wouldn't mind seeing it if you have a chance.
Okay. Moving on to the report on the bond accounts. There's not much going on. I've reported the state revenue of $67,767, and then I listed the contracts for you, and I've also given you the details for the legal services. So far, under the bonding for this fiscal year, we spent $51,236. I have an invoice that I'm working on from Robinson & Cole that has not been paid yet for $25,444. I've been in contact with Robinson & Cole.
Sorry, how much is that, how many months does that cover, that Robinson & Cole invoice?
The $51,436 covers from July to the end of January.
Okay.
And I have an invoice in my possession for another $25,444.
So we paid the $51,000 so far?
Yes, we have.
Okay.
And I would just note, and John can add some more detail here, but that uptick, Parker, that you're seeing is related to the initiation of the permit hearing process and, you know, the legal work associated with that.
Thank you.
And then the other invoice that we paid under the bond was for repair and maintenance, and that is to a vendor at Martelli. Then I gave you a separate report for the HDA. I just wanted to let you know that interest was recorded for monies earned in the Webster escrow account, $43,302 as of January 31st. Even though it looks like not been a lot of activity, we have seven written directions that were pulled together and sent out to the partners to approve. Two of those came back as approved, so they're being processed for payment. So next month you'll see more expenses. If those other written agreements get approved, then I'll process the invoices for payment.
So it sounds, Veronica, like you're very much on top of your payables, which I think makes it a lot easier for the staff and for us to understand.
Yes, I try to keep on top. It's a process. I had to learn what was up and who was who. I feel very comfortable with the HDA Webster escrow accounts now. I do understand what took place in the past and how I process the written directions and the invoices for the future. So,
quite evident in your words. Wonderful.
Great. Well, and as I'll become more and more familiar with the account, I'll be able to fill you in a little bit more.
Great.
And I've been keeping John and David up to speed. If I have any questions or I need clarification, I shoot them an email and they get back to me right away. So all the pieces of the puzzle are coming together.
Fab.
That's what I have for now.
Okay, so, Roger, that's it for your report?
Yeah, I did include a budget revision.
Yeah, why don't we go into that now?
All right.
This is the last page 10 in everyone's attachment.
Right. I realize that in the past, normally a budget revision was given to the committee and the board in the February timeframe. But from my experience, I find that as we get closer and closer to fiscal year end, I'm going to need to give you more than one budget revision. So don't be surprised if you see one in February, March, April, May, and of course June. Because you know this is a moving target. There, when I compare, let's say in the contractual areas, what was spent in fiscal year 2020, there's still things in 2021 that I expect to see. So I'm reluctant to say to you, well, we have so much left in the contractual services area, we really just need to move that somewhere else. For example, there is an expense from the Department of Commerce for NOAA for approximately $23,000 or $25,000 that appeared in the 2020 books last year. And I'm not quite sure whether I'm going to see an invoice from NOAA for 2021. Someone's going to have to let me know. Or NOAA will surprise me with an invoice that I'll have to pay. So
I think Joe knows about that.
Okay.
There's a bill in Congress right now that NOAA be funded to pay for the buoys, those smart buoys. They installed them, but the maintenance and repair has always been passed on to the users. Good possibility will finally be funded by the federal government for 2022.
Okay.
David, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that that money is for piping plover mitigation. Am I remembering that correctly?
That's a separate, Andrew, here. That, there's a plover plan in place, but separately there's this five-year NOAA buoy piece that Don was referencing. Buoy, and Joe, okay. Joe is familiar with that if we need to get additional info.
So you're saying that I should...
And I think that's what we have budgeted in the contractual services line for O&M, 51,550, mm-hmm. I think, if I recall correctly.
Mm-hmm. I think for the first year, the city of New Haven paid it.
So... So focusing in on the proposed changes, and Veronica, thanks for preparing this, and point taken that, you know, we recognize this is not probably going to be the only or the last time we do this year. I mean, I think we've anticipated in the past that we would do it at the end of the second and the end of the third quarter, but, you know, I'm certainly open to doing it at whatever frequency you recommend and propose. I guess my only question about these ones, and I understand completely, you know, the accounts to which you know, increases are being applied, because you went through many of them, even in today's report. I guess my only question is why the deducts against the salary categories aren't you know, commensurate with those increases, and why they are larger. Why wouldn't we just reduce salaries, payroll taxes, and fringe benefits at this point to exactly the amount that we need to cover the proposed increases in, you know, utilities and insurance?
We can certainly do that, yes. You know, based upon
I just
the
figured,
payroll...
Given that... Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, based upon the payroll projections, those were the decreases, but if that's how you wanted to split it, I have no problem with that. We can, I'm just adding it up real quick.
I think it still gives you a surplus.
Yes, but we can do the revisions just based upon the need to support utilities and the insurance for now. So...
Yeah, that's what I would recommend. Just then, you know, it just leaves maximum flexibility going forward, and we're only, you know, we're only reducing, you know, budget lines when exactly when needed.
Okay.
So, David, what you're proposing is that we come directly in line with our expenditures in terms of salaries and taxes and fringe benefits, and then that surplus takes care of the other four items that we're offline on, off budget.
Right. So we only need to then reprogram $103,783 out of the payroll account to cover the deficit in utilities and insurance. Okay.
Yep.
So the number is 103,783.
Okay.
Right. And now that I know how you want to do it, then I can certainly display it that way in the future.
Yep.
So the increases and the decreases will net to zero. All right. Can do.
And Veronica, does the salary, payroll taxes, and fringe benefits reflect the new part-time employee that we're bringing on?
Yes, it does.
Thank you.
I'm just doing the math here. Hold on one second.
57,462. Carry over.
Okay, so I think just to reduce each commensurate, the new reductions would be $53,507 for salaries, $65,48 for payroll taxes, and $43,678 for fringe benefits. That's off by $5.
That's a fudge factor.
She could probably get it fixed before the board meeting, David.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. We're just really recommending it. And then...
Yep.
Yeah, good call.
Yeah, I'll revise it, and I'll send a new document on this.
Perfect. Okay. Anyone have any comments or issues with that before Veronica makes those changes? We take it before the full board. Okay. Veronica, anything else from you before we move on?
No, that's it for me.
Great. Thank you. Item 5 on the agenda, Ann or Jeff, anything from OPM that you want to share?
Well, I don't have anything. Go ahead, Ann.
Oh, go ahead. You can go first.
I'm just going to say I don't have anything new for the group at this time. The last month or so, if you've been observing your state government, you know the governor put his new biennial budget out last week. The secretary and I and everyone at this agency has been fully engaged in that for the last 30 to 45 days, and just I have not had the bandwidth to address with the secretary the CPA and where we are. Our MOU does expire at the end of this month. I expect this week and next we'll have some meetings around that issue, and there may be more to say after that, but I don't have anything for you at this time.
Great.
And this is Ann Harder. I would just add that last couple weeks I've been helping Veronica out with a variety of questions, and you can see she's done a great job on this presentation, and we're going, I think the audit is going along very well. So that's where my assistance has been.
When do you think the audit will be done, Ann?
I think they are hoping it should be, we should have a draft about a month from now.
Great. Fabulous.
Great. Anyone have any old business? Okay. Any new business? Okay, Andrew, do you want to open it up and give the public another opportunity to make comments?
There is no one on the line.
Okay, anything anyone wants to say before we take a motion to adjourn?
We adjourn at 10:30, whatever
yep.
time.
Fantastic. All right. I'll take that as a motion from John. Is there a second?
I'll second that, Don.
Okay. Great. Second by Don. Meeting adjourned 10:30. Talk to you all in about 90 minutes.